In our current world of health trends and fad diets, it can be difficult to separate fact from fiction. In the case of dietary supplements, there happens to be quite a lot of overlap. WAER's Maya Foch reports experts see the value in vitamins, minerals, and extracts, but have a few warnings.
Two different ways I have it set up. By brand, and then also by structure function.
Owen Lewis is the owner of Green Planet Grocery, which is dedicated to all-natural living.
Vitamin mineral isolates, so Solaray.
He's showing us his dietary supplement aisle. From his years in the business, Lewis has collected a wealth of knowledge on the world of supplements.
I look at supplements a lot of times as something to be, you know, an aid to get you to where you want to be.
Some of those he finds most useful include probiotics, vitamin D, and multivitamins. In general, he believes just about every individual could benefit from some type of supplement. Professor Jessica Garay Redmond teaches a class on supplements in the nutrition department at Syracuse University. She agrees vitamins and minerals have their place, but she has her reservations.
I always recommend that whenever possible, people use food first as the way to meet all their nutritional needs. But in certain circumstances, there are absolutely times where dietary supplements are very appropriate.
Redmond finds there is likely biological benefit to some forms of these products. But in general, researchers only know how nutrition from whole food affects the body over time. To her, it's in our best interest to ingest products we know are safe. Food. The director of research at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, Dr. Chris Diadamo, has a different view. He takes a number of supplements himself and thinks that each person could benefit from them, regardless of diet.
Health is not one size fits all. And this is whether it be food, whether it be drugs. And the same thing goes with supplements. They're going to help some people and they're not going to help other people.
He also encourages individuals to consider their lifestyle. No one herbal pill is going to, for example, boost your metabolism, correct all your health issues, or seriously extend your life. Just as there is no wonder drug, there is no wonder supplement. Any pill that promises overnight change is likely to be ineffective at best and harmful at worst. Lewis agrees. Some of these products in his store promise more than they deliver.
I would say the supplement labeling can be very confusing and sometimes purposely misleading.
That's because there is little regulation on the production and distribution process. He says they at Green Planet ensure quality control by partnering only with reputable sources. The FDA offers only a soft regulation on supplements, as compared to how they regulate food. If a product is harmful, it really only comes off the shelf after the consumer discovers it. In order to protect yourself from this, Dr. Diadamo has some advice you can use.
So I think there's a few key steps. The first is you need to know what's in the product. The second is you need to know is what's in the product efficacious. And then finally is the purity of those ingredients. Is what's on the label actually in the bottle.
Some third-party testing sites you can use are LabDoor.com, consulting the National Institute of Health's online supplement base, or looking into the United States Pharmacopeia stamp, USP, on the bottle. Redmond also recommends outside testing.
You can read what's on the label, but there's no real way to verify that that's actually in the pill itself. And so these third-party testing companies are currently the best way to have more confidence in what you're spending your money on.
She finds it especially important to research protein and weight loss supplements before purchasing. They are often tainted with medications or may simply promise misleading results. 150 million Americans use some type of supplement. Dr. Diadamo said those looking into the purity, safety, and effectiveness of their products are in the minority, but growing. So, in order to be a responsible consumer and a healthy individual, you may take your vitamin E and your St. John's wort, but you must also develop a healthy amount of skepticism about what you are purchasing. Maya Foch, WAER News.
For more information on resources to check out the safety and efficacy of supplements, go to our website, waer.org.